welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into our broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 6, verse number 45. The Lord has sent out the apostles two by two. They've come back. They've reported the things that they've done. They're tired. The Lord says, let's go rest. They get in the ship. They go to a place where they rest, a secluded place. There's people to meet them there. They're having a hard time even eating. It's so busy. It's so busy, busy, busy. And these people are yet there. The ministry of the apostles going out and preaching and healing and doing the things that they've done for the sake of the Lord, at His bidding. It's been profitable in that people have come. And so the Lord getting out of the ship, He sees them there at the place that they're resorting to rest, has compassion on them, teaches them. And then the apostles say, this is a long way from anywhere, Lord. Send them away so they can go get something to eat because they're going to get in trouble. The Lord says to them, feed them. You give them something to eat. We see how the apostles forget. They forget the empowerment that they have. And so the Lord takes the five loaves and the two fishes and by His power divides it. And there's 5,000 men that are fed besides women and children. Upwards of 500 to 1,000 for each apostle. And each apostle collects more in a basket than they started off with. May we not forget our Lord. Our Lord is the answer to all things, and may we remember that. In verse number 45, and straightway He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side, into Bethsaida. And so the Lord says, okay, fellas, let's go. While he sent away the people, after He had fed them. And when He had sent them away, He departed into a mountain to pray. And so the apostles are there in the ship on the way to Bethsaida, and the Lord sends the people away, and then He prays, goes to the mountain to pray. And when even was come, night, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And so the Lord knows their struggle. He waits to the fourth watch, which if I understand that is very late, maybe even coming up on morning, and goes out and is walking on the sea of Galilee and is walking like He's just going to pass by them. And when they saw Him walking upon the sea, verse 49, they supposed it had been a spirit, or as we would say in our day, a ghost. And cried out, and of course there are spirits, there are not ghosts, ghosts and goblins that are those, that's not so. But they thought they had seen, the spirit, and so they cried out, they were afraid. For they all saw Him, verse 50, and were troubled, they were flat scared. And immediately He called unto them and said unto them, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Said, be happy. It's me. Don't be afraid. And He went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. And so they were rowing and toiling against the waves and against the tempestuous Galilee. And they see the Lord walking on the water. They don't know that it's Him. They cry out. He says, it's me. Don't be afraid. The Lord steps off in the boat, and that sea goes to glass. He went up to them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. I mean, what is it when you are amazed and you wonder beyond measure and so on, you've got your mouth flopped open. You cannot believe what you're seeing. And that's the way it was with them. Verse 52, it's key. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. John Mark is writing this, a young man, maybe even in the day of the Lord Jesus, a boy. He's writing this gospel, and he's not writing it to run down the apostles by any means. I don't think that's not his goal. I don't believe that's the goal of Brother John Mark in writing this gospel, to run down the apostles. He learned about these accounts from the apostles, and very well it would have been that the apostles would have said, we were just cold-hearted. We were just not sensitive to the power of the Lord and the ability of the Lord. We had just experienced what he'd done with the loaves and how he was long-suffering with us and the testimony that he had to us in that. And then now the Lord Jesus comes walking on the water, steps in the boat, and everything's made calm, and we're yet amazed. We forgot about the loaves. We forgot about Jairus' daughter. We forgot about the woman with the issue of blood. We forgot about the man, the madman at Gadara. Our vision is just short-sighted, or was at that time. And praise be to God, our Lord and Savior is long-suffering with us. They just didn't think about and meditate upon what the Lord had done and what the Lord had showed them. Again, they resorted to themselves and what they understood themselves in this world. They rode and rode and rode, evidently not asking the Lord for help. And then Jesus comes walking on the water and then steps into the boat. Everything's calm and they're just amazed. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. I don't think that John Mark estimated that of himself by the account that the apostle had told him. I wonder if those brethren actually told John Mark that's the way that it was at that time with us. We were just hard. We weren't soft to the way of the Lord. Verse 53, and when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him and ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered, into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that he might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a different reception over at Gennesaret or there at the Gadarenes, if that is the same region, than it was before. When they heard it was Jesus, they were ready, weren't they? They were ready. They had faith in the Lord. They said, go get sick Uncle Joe, and go get sick Aunt Mabel, and go get this one, and go get that one, and if we can get them to Jesus, he can heal them. He can help them. They were full of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, weren't they? They were full of faith of what he could do. Our brother, the demoniac there, if this is the same region, he had been witnessing in a great way, hadn't he? Telling what the Lord had done for him. So much so that they brought, when they found out it was Jesus, they brought everybody that was sick and they brought them to him. And the Lord went and taught. And the Lord went and preached. And the Lord went and healed. a great contrast, as the apostles would have told John Mark about these accounts, and things went out, and he said, the people there at Gennesaret, their hearts weren't hardened. Their hearts weren't hardened like they were at Nazareth. Their hearts weren't hardened like it was with us, forgetting the miracle that the Lord had just did, and then we fear for our lives on Gennesaret, and then the Lord comes walking on the water, steps into the boat, and then everything's made still, and we're just amazed. We just forget about the Lord and His power. We forget how the Lord has equipped us, and that He'll help us in everything. We just forget. A hard heart. How about with you? Do you have a hard heart? The children of God can have a hard heart. The apostles testify to that. Even an apostle can have a hard heart. A man saved, touched by the Lord, even witnessed directly the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, can have a hard heart. Sinners without Christ, in and of themselves, have a hard heart. Remember how in Nazareth they were offended in Him? Do you have a hard heart? Oh, I pray that your heart will be softened. May the Lord help you to see your great need and your great sin. May the Lord help you to see the shortness of this life and the great eternal way and time frame of eternity. Are you hard-hearted? Tell you what, consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Consider what He's done. Consider what He's promised. Consider what He's shown. Remember, there was not a man on this earth that declared to God that we needed help and asked God to send His Son for us. There was not one. But we, mankind, having fallen in Adam's sin and being sinners, made sinners thereby ourselves, we didn't even know we had the problem. But God, being great and merciful, knowing we had the problem, worked to help us in it, to redeem some out of it. The Lord has been proactive. He's been the one that has taken the initiative. He's been the one that declared in eternity past that He would send His Son for the salvation of sinners. And the Son was willing to come. It was the Lord that determined that He would do that. And He did it. It was the Lord that sent His word and sent His disciples, sent His apostles, and chose His apostles and told them what to do. It was the Lord that has done that. Will you receive it, sinner? Don't be of a hard heart. Child of God, the apostles admit here that they were hard-hearted and forgotten even what the Lord had done just that night, that day before. Don't have a hard heart, but know that the Lord is able in everything. The salvation of the soul and the help in this life. May our Lord help us. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.